Good morning. I'll be reading from Acts this morning, chapter 2, verses 44 through 47. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved.
Before we jump in today, I'd like us to begin with a centering prayer. Does that sound okay? I'll lead us through a kind of guided meditation. So I invite you to get comfortable and settle in for a few minutes. And if you have little ones with you today, don't worry if they move around or make noise, because that's part of what it means to be present in community. Okay? Let's begin. Sit comfortably with your feet flat on the floor. Make sure your chest, neck, and head are in a straight line. Close your eyes. Allow your hands to lie loosely on your lap or beside you. Do what you need to do to relax your body. Because we often hold tension in our faces, I especially invite you to relax your jaw. Let your mouth drop open slightly. Relax all the muscles around your mouth and iron out the wrinkles in your forehead. Let your eyes be soft. If anyone were to look at us right now, they would say, "The peace of God resides in these people. Look at them. You can see it on their faces." So picture yourself being serene and calm. Hear yourself becoming calmer as your breathing becomes easier and deeper and your heartbeat slows down. Feel yourself becoming more relaxed. In this state of peace and calm, imagine you are floating in the sky above the church. You have X-ray vision, so you can see through the roof. You see yourself participating with other people in an activity. Watch yourself for a few moments. And as you do this, think about what makes this place special for you. Who do you look forward to seeing when you come here? What are some of your favorite activities in this place? Which activities seem to feed your soul? Now, what would you miss most if some catastrophe struck this congregation? Think about never again being able to come to this place or to be with these people. What kind of hole would that create in your life? And think now about all the things that you have learned as a result of your participation in this congregation. Where has this congregation given you space and opportunity to grow and develop as a person? How has your relationship with the Holy, Mysterious One, the One who is God, changed as a result of your participation in this congregation's life? How has being part of this congregation helped you become a more loving and compassionate person? And finally, Think about the early Christians as described by Luke, read to us by Josh this morning. How did they experience God's blessings in community? How do we experience God's blessings in community? Now let us begin to bring our focus back to this room. Lord of all creation and mystery, be with us in this time. Guide us in the words that we speak and the thoughts that we share. In Jesus' name, amen. So our topic for today is presence. In our membership vows, we promise to share ourselves through our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our witness, and our service. So what does it mean to share your presence with this congregation? Those who feel comfortable, what came to mind during our centering prayer? Just call it out.
Potluck.
Music.
Being together.
Fellowship, being together.
Love.
Christabeth. Joe. Support. Get to see old friends every Sunday.
Lingering in the narthex.
All generations. Meeting new people who soon become old friends. Our presence is most simply showing up, right? Walking through those doors. Now, do we have to show up? No. No one's going to come to your house on Sunday and drag you out of bed. No one's going to force you to come to church. Well, maybe me, but not you. So why do you come? We come fellowship. We come for those reasons that we mentioned and more. We come for fellowship, for learning, to give praise to God. We come to be in community, to be recharged. And I might suggest that we also come for each other. There may be times when our main purpose in coming to church is not for ourselves, but for someone else. Do you know what I mean? The poet and writer Wendell Berry suggests that healing is impossible in loneliness. It is the opposite of loneliness. Conviviality is healing. To be healed, we must come with all the creatures of creation to the feet of creation. Sometimes we need the healing. Other times we are here to accompany another on the journey of healing. In either case, I would agree with Wendell Berry that it cannot be done apart from community. And that requires showing up. Now, that's not to say that church is some kind of mini paradise. The passage from Acts, we hear how Christians ate together and prayed together and worshiped together and shared everything in common. And it sounds rather idyllic. But do you think they ever argued or got annoyed with one another? Sure they did. Mary might have chewed with her mouth open, and John probably sang off key. We don't have to read too far into the book of Acts to find that this first community wasn't idyllic, but they were intentional about their community. They showed up. As you heard for the past few days, Tricia and Julie and Tim and I were at annual conference. You heard a little bit about it this morning, some of the big things that happened. You'll hear about it from me more next week. So much has happened that I'm still processing the events and decisions that came out of it. But let's say for now that much of it was painful and grueling. There were moments of joy and moments of hurt and confusion. There were many tears shed. And still, we showed up. We didn't have to, but we did. Some 800 plus United Methodists from New England. And there were moments when there was no doubt that we were the church together. I did a little research online in between sessions this week, looking at websites for various United Methodist churches. One church encourages the sharing of presence, saying, "God will be here, whether the sermon and music are good, bad, or indifferent." Worship is not a performance, it's a gift. Sometimes it's right on, like our choir this morning. Sometimes things don't go so well. That's usually with me. But that's life, right? We come not looking to be entertained, but looking for an encounter with God through Jesus Christ. And fellowship with each other, believers together. Our presence becomes a visible witness to our faith. Earlier we sang one of my favorite hymns. "I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus, all around the world, yes, we're the church together." In all honesty, church doesn't happen unless we show up. So what keeps you coming back week after week? And what would you miss most if you found Faith Church head up and disappeared between now and next Sunday? We don't have to come to church. No one will force us. But I'm really glad that you showed up this morning so that we could be church together. Look at someone now and say that. "I thank God that you are here." Amen.